Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From the smaller towns, beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA.
Yeah, we're rocking in the USA right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, but today it's all about veterans. We're just over the top obnoxious about being patriotic today and recognizing those who served in uniform in our country, who raised their right hand and took the oath and swore in and joined a unit and earned an MOS and did the training and participated in the leadership and served this country as they were asked to serve. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that service. In my opinion, whether you're on active duty or whether you're a reservist or National Guard, you're a veteran as far as I'm concerned. I want you to talk to Barb Carson, folks. Barb is a new friend. She's a relatively new a member of the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration. She's acting associate administrator of the SBA's Office of Veterans Business Development. Did you know they had that? Well, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you did, because I've been talking to you about the Veterans Division of the SBA for a long time, and she's their new director. She's here to talk to us about what's going on. Barb Carson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for having me today.
Good to have you here, and thank you for your. Congratulations, on your new assignment, and I know you're excited about that. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Absolutely, I have come to the SBA from uniform service. So yeah. I'm a reservist now. I'm also was active duty for a long period of time with the U.S. Air Force. And I'm a military spouse. I've got a husband who is away on duty now. And I want to give a great measure of gratitude to those family members also. Yeah. They serve in an important way our nation every day, along with my fellow veterans.
The families are veterans too, aren't they? And that's something that we often forget is they're holding things together, and while the service member is away in ways that are nothing short of Herculean.
That is absolutely right, and I hope today one of the things that we learn together is that SBA is also there for the spouses. The programs that we offer for vets, we are also offering them for spouses, mm-hmm. because they are fantastic entrepreneurs, and it's one of those creative ways to keep a career progressing while you're following an active duty member around the country or around the world.
So talk to us about that, and so here's a question that I think somebody's going to be asking. Mm-hmm. Why is the SBA working with veterans? What does the SBA have to do with veterans?
We have a long history of working with veterans. We offer special consideration in a variety of different places. And why? Because vets make this economy great through small business. We're making 6 million jobs every year by hiring folks. Veterans are in small business. 1 in every 10 small businesses right now is owned by a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've probably heard before, veterans hire other veterans.
That's right.
So we see it as an energizer in this economy. Vets are fearless, but they're not reckless. They're great entrepreneurs.
Well, I agree. And then you're also and then just the natural connection is not only are you supporting veteran entrepreneurs and their employees, and of course that's what the SBA does. They promote small business. That's their job. And naturally, that makes sense for them to have a veterans division, and because the veterans need a little extra, they deserve a little extra help, and so it naturally follows then that you guys would see the need for supporting the families as well, which you were talking about earlier. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure, I will. How about I share a few of the things that we're doing right now for vets? Just finished up Veterans Small Business Week. It's the second one ever. The president announced it last week, November 3rd to 7th. There's still some continuing, we would love to have communication. So if people are on Twitter and want to talk about their business, we're doing My Vet Biz. And it's a chance for those of us to
hashtag my, at My Vet Biz, at My Vet.
Hashtag My Vet Biz,
B-I-Z. All right.
It's a good chance for those who want to support or elevate a vet business they know about or a business owner themselves to say what they have done since leaving military service. We're looking for any era of vet to participate in that conversation. And our administrator, Maria Contreras-Sweet, will be hosting a Google Hangout today at 1 o'clock.
Good for her.
Absolutely. Specifically
I met her, ladies and gentlemen. I met her earlier this year as she was being confirmed, before she was confirmed. And she's an independent community bank. She has independent community bank in her background and her resume. She knows what an entrepreneur is all about. And I think the president, I give him high marks for selecting her.
I'd agree. She's a fantastic leader for us. And I have to say, the day she was appointed, she had a veterans roundtable. It was her first order of business that day. And she has kept up the connection and absolutely made meaningful contributions to what SBA is offering vets.
Right.
So I'll give you an example for transitioning vets right now. As Joe Davis mentioned, transitioning veterans coming back to the United States and looking for employment, well, some of them want to make their own job.
Right.
So we're working with DOD in the transition program, and we offer now entrepreneurship as one of the tracks that folks can take on their way back to civilian life. It is also open to spouses.
Good for you. Well done. What kind of services does that include?
That's a two-day program. And once they finish it, they can go learn how to make a business plan. We get them all the way through.
So they find out about SBA loans, loan guarantees there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If we have 30 seconds, I could tell you about that.
I'm going to let you do that in the next segment.
Sounds good. Can't do
it without that because I am the beneficiary, have been, of an SBA guaranteed loan in my past. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Barb Carson with the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.